Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The highs, the lows, the texting, the disappearing, the almost relationship, the almost relationship. Oh, well, he treats me good. You're afraid to even ask what are we, because you don't want to scare him away. It's been 6 months. I'm confused.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Happy whatever day you're seeing this. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am your host, Aisha Christina Foster. Welcome to Quality Queen Control. You know what I want to know? What is happening? All right. I don't know what is going on with everyone else's week, but I'm having a great week so far. It's Monday as I'm currently filming this. Top of the morning to you, or whatever time that you're actually listening to this. I just want to say thank you guys so much for all the amazing and positive feedback that I have been getting on the channel. It's truly so fulfilling to me. YouTube is my first love, and it feels so good to see that pay off, to see all the hard work pay off, and it is a collaborative effort. So this means that what I really want is for you guys to hype this video up. Woo, woo. You guys already know what it is that I was about to say, because that really helps to push us into the algorithm to help us to be able to get more views. I do see you guys' comments, and I really do try to respond as much as I can, because hello, why would I not? And I see that there's so much excitement over the channel membership that is about to happen and is about to launch, and I'm so excited for that. So stay tuned, guys, for more information on the channel memberships. But other than that, make sure you give this podcast a 5-star rating wherever it is that you are listening to the show. These things matter. If you are an avid listener of your favorite creator, and in this case, me, then a free way to support us is by liking a video, hyping a video, sharing a video, commenting on a video, but literally engaging, and it costs you absolutely nothing, and it goes a long way. So every repost, every share, every time you send my videos in your group chat, that helps too. So be sure to do that. And let's get on into today's episode. We're going to be talking about why you should stop chasing men and start actually becoming the woman that they pursue. Okay. There is so much controversy over these terms, like, you know, how men always say like, oh, I'm not chasing a woman. I'm not chasing a woman, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it's not about chasing. It's about if a man is in his masculine energy, he is going to be pursuing you. That's what it is. So you can erase the word chase out of your mind and think about it as pursuing. So I want you to be honest with yourself. Have you ever over texted a man just to keep his attention? Have you ever sent him this like paragraph talking about that you're not the one to play games with and all these different things? Have you ever tried to prove that you are worthy of being chosen? Have you ever stayed longer in a relationship hoping that this guy's gonna change? Or have you ever felt anxious whenever a man starts to pull away from you? If that's you, then this episode is gonna set you free. hallelujah and amen. Because today we're going to be talking about why you keep chasing and how to finally stop. See, the difference is when we as women tend to be the ones chasing, that's exactly what it's called. But when men are doing it, it's actually called pursuing. Because the truth of the matter is the egg never chases the sperm. Okay, period. In the last couple of episodes, we talked about what a quality man is. We broke down his character, his discipline, his mindset. We also talked about in another episode, as a man, episode dedicated to the men, you know, and the ladies, of course, on how to lead without being controlling, right? But now we need to talk about something that's equally as important, why so many women cannot attract that type of man, a quality man, even when they want to. And the answer is simple, but it's not easy to accept, okay? It is that you cannot attract what you were energetically chasing. You cannot attract what you were energetically chasing. Because I'm telling you this right now, men can smell desperation from a mile away, all right? A man knows when you are being desperate. Men are intrinsically built to know when desperation is upon us. So here's why women chase. And here's the truth, no judgment, okay? Women are not chasing just because they feel crazy, okay? They're chasing because of these internal gaps, right? There is this belief that, you know what? I need to show him that I'm a great woman. I need to prove to him that I'm worthy of being with. I need to show him that I could be the biggest and the baddest and I got the fattest. That's what it's all about. Like, and you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember like millennials when we were growing up that we like tight jeans and skinny jeans were like all the rage? It's so funny how now like baggy two-piece sets and everything are like all the rage. And it just goes to show that like men don't need to see you in very revealing clothing that's outlining every single curvature of your body in order to find you attractive in any capacity. And I think we see that with like the Gen Z and their style and yada, yada, yada. So it's just interesting because when you are chasing a man, I'm sure it's multifaceted, right? You have those internal beliefs based off of your environment, how you grew up, how you perceive love, whatever your relationship is with your father. And you know what's so funny? I heard a quote, and this is a little unrelated, but not really, because I believe my faith ties into everything. But there is a quote that I heard someone say that has always deeply resonated with me. And it says that people's relationship with God is usually reflective of their relationship with their own fathers. I want you to actually think about that really quickly, because if your dad was absent, then more than likely you're going to feel very distant and like God is an absent person in your life. If you had a very punishing type of relationship with your father, you're going to kind of view God in the same from the same lens, because are you guys picking up what I'm laying down? You just feel like, wow, if this is supposed to be like a father figure to me, God is supposed to be a father, then how is this any different from my actual father? And I know that it might sound crazy to digest and actually think about, but when you actually have a moment to yourself and you actually think about it, it makes a lot of sense and you'll see a correlation. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is because everything is always connected and there's always some sort of pattern in some sort of capacity of why you are the way that you are when you show up in relationships and why you entertain this, you know, certain things that you do. So when you have these internal gaps of feeling like you have to be performative, of feeling like you have to show and prove your worth and you have to earn a man's affection and love and all these different things, think about where it is stemming from that is making you have to behave in this manner. You know, if you're used to a guy being your father being absent in your life and, you know, having to earn his affection by trying to show, oh, I'm a good daughter, I'm worthy of you being in my life, because that's the first place that our heads go, right? Is, man, why was I not good enough for my father to want to be in my life? You internalize it, even though it's absolutely not your fault. So you end up repeating these dynamics in your romantic relationships because psychologically you're trying to redo the dynamic because now you have more control over it, right? Okay, so then there's a lack of self-worth, right? One of these internal gaps can be lack of internal self-worth. So when you don't feel valuable, you will always try to convince a man of your value and to see your value. So you will overgive, you will overexplain, you will overextend yourself because deep down you are thinking to yourself, if I do enough, he's going to choose me. And this is for especially the, I'm sure that no one on this channel thinks this way, but if you are one of those girls, like I know there's like a new term out here. They call them young HOs. Okay. So there's the young HO movement. Okay. And from my understanding, it is basically these girls that are very like in the fast life, you know, they're very transactional in their relationships. They all, it's like 8 women to 1 man is the ratio. It's usually some sort of guy that's like making massive amounts of money in very strange and deviant ways. And they're heavily invested in their lifestyle and competing against the other woman to see who has the most money, the better guy, and who the guy is treating better, and yada, 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 the list goes on. So these types of women, they're thinking, you know, if I show this and all these different things, and if I perform in this way, if I'm the freakiest and all these different things, oh yeah, he's not gonna leave. But baby girl, okay, if you are a young HO listening to this, well, it's time you remove that title from yourself. There's that, okay? And two, on a serious note, there is no value in a man sexualizing you and trying to think that if you give it to him this way and that way and flip it and reverse it, he's not going nowhere. You have a better chance of cooking your way into this man's heart than you do sleeping your way into it, because guess what? You'll never find it. You'll keep digging and baby, it's an endless pit. You'll never find it. Okay? So good luck with that. It's never going to happen. And I said what I said. So a quality man is not looking for a woman that he has to be convinced to value. That's the truth. He's not looking for that. Men already know intrinsically, I want to be in a relationship with this person. It is you I want to give a chance to. End of story. There is nothing you can do to actually earn that. There's no special text message you can send them. You have all these people here on social media, yada, 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 talking about say this and it'll make them go crazy. You have these people talking about text him this and he'll never leave. Or, you know, say these 3 magical words and he will never leave your side. He will text back immediately. And it's like, we quality people, especially over the age of 30, don't have time for all these games and yada, yada, yada. They don't have time for rosters and all these different things. No, my man is out actually earning a living and getting money. That's what he's doing. You don't have time to be cycling. It takes so much energy for you to be cycling this person, that person, that person. And you don't like them all. So be so for real, okay? And if you have someone in your life that wants all this variety, that is a red flag. In men and women, if you are a woman, because I've seen this too, hello woman, I have seen where we are entertaining a bunch of different guys. It's like we have that man mentality in the worst way, okay? Where it's like, let me dig a hole here and this guy is suiting this need, that guy is suiting that need, that guy is suiting that, no. It's a no for me, really. It's a load of garbage. It's a nothing burger. Because if you ever truly want commitment and you have to date normally. You have to actually learn how to problem solve. You have to actually be in a monogamous relationship where you are working out, sorting out your issues. You're actually getting to know someone, all of the different things. And this is how you weed out whoever. You can sense games, but if you are going to play with them, then you know what? Silly rabbit tricks are for kids, okay? All right, you play games, you win stupid prizes. So like I said, a quality man is never going to look for a woman he has to be convinced to value. You do not have to convince him. I just feel like, how does it feel to be a translator? And y'all both speak English. Please explain to me how that makes sense. You are going to spend the rest of your life in, you know, translating what he meant. hey, I just wanted to send you this message because I just want you to know that, and you don't have to respond, right? Because that makes you feel like you have more control by telling him he's not going to respond. He wasn't going to respond to you anyway, but I digress. Hey, I just want to send you this message and let you know that you were loved. You were cared for, you know, and I just really like you so much. And I know that girls just use you for your body, but I see you for who you really are. I can't deal with it. Like, I don't know why. Doesn't that feel like it's supposed to be like reversed a little bit? And you don't get that feeling a little bit? And there's this confusion that's happening amongst us in society, because you have women that claim that they want a man that's going to do this, and they're doing nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort is what they're doing. Hello, like, come on. And next, the internal gap could look like having a fear of loss, where all of a sudden, you know, some women don't even have to like a man that much. They just don't even want to lose him. They are chasing to maintain the control. I have seen women like this as well, where it's like, I don't understand what you're holding on to this for. I remember I knew one time of this situation where this girl was not even with her ex anymore. And she was pretty much getting involved in arguments and fights and altercations with people that her ex was involved with. And I could not understand it for the life of me, because I'm sitting here thinking, surely you cannot be serious, because why do you care? Why are you deeply involved and invested in every move that this man is making? Like, why are you not just releasing yourself from the shackles of this ridiculousness? Okay. Yeah. It's because they are chasing to avoid the rejection. Oh, you're not going to tell me, huh, that you don't want me. They're chasing because being chosen feels like validation to them. Oh yeah, I am that girl. Oh yeah, I am better than you. I'm better than her. I'm better in this way and that way. Enough. If only you knew that no one really cares. If only you really actually understood that no one cares. And then there's the emotional addiction. Okay, let's talk about this. Some of you are not even in love. Okay, you are addicted to inconsistency. That's what it is. The highs, the lows, the texting, the disappearing, the almost relationship, the almost relationship. Oh, well, he treats me good. You're afraid to even ask, what are we? Because you don't want to scare him away. It's been 6 months. I'm confused. You're doing all the things that the girlfriends are apparently doing. Okay. You're doing all those things. So I don't understand what it is that you are waiting for, what green light needs to fall from the heavens in order for you to, I don't understand. And that's when you know, as a woman, that you have messed up, when you find yourself afraid to advocate for yourself and simply create those boundaries, because you know why? I'm going to tell you the truth. You moved prematurely, and you know exactly what it is that I'm saying. You moved prematurely, and now you don't want to start over. Stop being a slave to your lustful desires is the number one thing, if we're going to call a spade, because that's what's getting a lot of you into trouble. Close your legs. Okay. That's what's getting a lot of people into trouble. Because now, what woman is going to want to turn around and be like, dang, I got with him. Now I got to start over and go with another guy. No, now you're attached to this person. Now you have a soul tie with this person. Now you're just like, dang, like, I don't want to give up on this. You're putting so much in because you gave your best trick already. And now you're working backwards and you're trying to figure out how to wiggle your way out and revamp this entire dynamic. And now you don't want to ask him, what are we? Because you don't want to make him feel pressured. And all these different things. Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. That is not love in any capacity. That is emotional chaos. Okay. And chaos will always keep you chasing. All right. Here's the shift. You want to go from chasing to choosing. And this is the mindset that will change your entire dating life. Stop asking, does he like me? Stop asking that. I'm telling you, things really shifted and changed for me when I stopped wondering, does he like me? And I started asking myself, do I like him? Do I like him is the actual question. And that one alone will shift and reposition you, how you think in dating. Because chasing comes from wanting to be chosen, but attracting comes from being the chooser. I'm going to allow this person to pursue me, but I'm going to still choose who I'm going to, in the end, settle down with. Okay, not settle down with. There is a difference. I hope you have ears to hear. right? Being the chooser means that as a quality woman, you're not performing and giving an audition for, is it good enough, master? Is it good enough? No. All right. You're going to observe the behavior and act accordingly. So this is what happens when you're going to, when you stop chasing. This is the part where maybe some women are going to get scared. They're thinking, man, if I stop trying, I'm going to lose him. But my response to that is, well, good riddance. Okay. If it's that fragile, baby, let it break and shatter into a million pieces. Because if a man only stays because you're overextending yourself, he was never aligned with you to begin with. The relationship was never aligned to begin with, okay? And when you stop chasing, the wrong men are all going to fall off. And that might look like that man that you want to be with literally leaving. Why would you want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you? Why would you want to be with someone that the second there's adversity, he's headed out the door? Why would you want to be with someone that you don't even feel safe enough to say how you feel? You don't feel safe enough to have a discussion. You're scared you're going to say the wrong thing and he's going to leave and he's going to punish you and he's going to ghost you. He doesn't want to deal with your nonsense. You're feeling like a drama queen. Some of you are drama queens and you need to watch it. But for those of you that are actually trying to healthily communicate, and I don't mean you tell yourself that lie, I mean you actually are living that reality, all right? Where you guys have safe, you guys are both each other's safe spaces, and there is healthy communication on both ends, where maybe if things are escalating, he can de-escalate. If things are escalating, maybe on his side, you can there's a de-escalation happening because you care and are concerned for that person and you don't want to match their fire or and you know, meet fire with fire and ignite the flames. No, you want to de-escalate the situation because you care about that person and you want them to feel heard and seen and respected and loved without, trying to add fuel to whatever it is that they're feeling. So I say that to say, right? You know what will be left after the man falls off, the inconsistent men disappear, and after the unavailable men get exposed? Clarity, all right? And this is how you actually become the woman who attracts, right? A good man. You know, we have to get practical because just stop chasing is never going to simply be enough. You have to replace the behavior with identity. It's an identity shift, okay? You have to build a life that you don't want to escape from so that you stop running into anyone's arms, right? Just any ordinary, you know what? What's that? A man? Run. Like, you know, what's this? A body? I'm gonna lay next to it. Like, no, enough. So women chase when they are bored, unfulfilled, or they're lacking purpose. And I argue with your mother. I'm going to say it again. Women chase when they are bored, unfulfilled, or lacking purpose. And we don't realize that we do this, but all of a sudden you're on the apps, fishing, swiping, swiping. Okay, I like him. I like him. Ooh, he looks good. You know what? You're on 6 different dating apps talking about why is this man on all the dating apps? He's doing what you're doing, Bill. Okay. So when your life is full, there's no way that you're going to be obsessing over text. And stop letting it get to the point where, man, I need to talk to someone else so that I cannot also respond to this guy. No, that means you're a little bit too bored. You need to have other things going on that do not revolve around men in order for you to get over men. Do you understand? Okay. You're not going to be waiting around for attention. You're not going to be centering, you know, men in any capacity because this is the thing. That's you energetically chasing because you have to become magnetic. In order for you to become magnetic, you have to understand that you will become magnetic because your energy is somewhere else. You are not attached to obsessing over this outcome. It's the same thing in the Bible where how they say like, you know, you when you pray, you have to have faith that it's gonna happen. You can't beg in God again. God, I hope it happens. God, you have to have faith as small as a mustard seed and believe that it's actually going to happen for you. You can't pray with doubt. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so when you set the standards, right, and actually keep them, standards mean nothing if you do not enforce them. I don't care how you post all the quotes on Instagram and all the different things. Like I said, relationships will keep you honest. A quality woman is not gonna say, I want consistency and then entertain inconsistency. Explain to me how that happens. Some people, you just got a reward with absence. Okay? So you're going to remove access to yourself. You know why? Because what do I always say? When you don't value something, you lose it. Hello. So you're going to remove access immediately. Oh, well, you just can't cut everybody off, but I did. I did. And with good reason too. I've never cut off anyone in my life that I've been like, ah, darn it. So another thing you need to do is learn to regulate your emotions. This is powerful. Hello, because you cannot attract a stable man if you are emotionally unstable. You cannot attract a stable man if you are emotionally unstable. You cannot attract a stable man if you are emotionally unstable. Okay, that means you are not reactive impulsively. You are not sending paragraphs out of anxiety, bombarding them. You are not creating problems that don't exist. You're searching all their stuff. Like, I'm telling you, that's not normal, okay? I know it's been normalized, but it is not normal. And this is the thing, like, whenever you enter into a relationship, like, it feels so good to be detached from certain outcomes. Hey, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, that's okay. Like, whatever's meant to be for me is going to be for me. It feels so freeing to not be obsessed over, man, did his following count go up since we spoke? Is he liking other random girls' photos? I praise the Lord that I've never had to deal with that, truthfully, or at least to my knowledge, let's even say in my past, like, thank goodness, because I don't want to have to show up in every relationship with that being a wound. And that's not a dig at anyone who feels like they have to do that, but that comes with a lot. Like I said, please regulate your emotions, ladies. No guy wants to be around a woman that blows up every time he says something. You're nagging, you're doing all the different things. Like, you have to be realistic here and understand what needs to be addressed and how you are addressing it instead of nagging and carrying on. And also have discernment where, you know, be mindful of, I'm bringing this up in a very calm demeanor and everything. I'm not trying to fish, you know, necessarily in any capacity. I'm bringing this up in a calm manner and seeing how this person's reacting. If the person is going to be shutting you down and all the different things, then obviously that's a different case. But for the most part, you want to be a stable person by regulating your emotions and not blowing up and resorting to extremes and feeling highly suspicious and then acting on those suspicions by punishing him. And he has absolutely no clue what is even happening and what you've done. And then I also want to say this while we're at it. Please stop being upset over things that you legit find offensive and then you're trying to punish them anyway while you're staying with them. Make the decision. Either you choose to get over it and you don't bring it up after it's addressed or what have you, or you just leave. You don't resent them and punish them by keeping yourself around when you clearly have an issue with what they've done. If you have an issue that he liked girls' photos, move on with your life, because what you should not be doing is punishing him perpetually of, yeah, and I bet you're gonna go like these girls' photos and go like, just leave. You're gonna live the rest of your life complaining over the same thing that you already had an issue with and it's never gonna go away. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's just the truth, all right? You're never gonna get over it, probably. All right, so peaceful women attract peaceful relationships. Period. Peaceful women attract peaceful relationships. You're not doing the back and forth toxicity. I remember when I discovered that one of my friends was toxic, I straight up said to her, oh my gosh, friend, I did not know that you were toxic. And she said, yeah, I am toxic. And at first I was like, man, well, she's admitting it. But then I thought, I have seen somehow correlation of this being remnant in our friendship, actually. And I got to take a step back because this is not healthy. And that relationship ended up taking over our friendship and being a little bit of pretty much one of the causes of the ending of our friendship, because they just are too male centered and they act like they don't. So they will utilize friendships for the time being while they're trying to pursue a relationship and then completely let everyone go because they prioritize their relationship instead. The only dynamics that work are dynamics that they are mainly focused on at that time, but they're not really like a true friend. That's just the truth. So Anyways, you, like I said, you want to detach from outcomes. And I know that this is the hardest one because we have to stop trying to make every single man the one. Some people are just either a lesson or a blessing. Some men are just redirections. Some men are just confirmations of what you don't want. And maybe some men are confirmation of almost, but not quite. Okay. So when you detach, you are dating from a place of power and not fear. Oh my gosh, I'm this old. I don't know when I'm going to find him, yada, yada, yada. But let's go deeper for a second, because chasing is not just emotional. It's absolutely spiritual. When you are chasing, you are stepping outside of the alignment of, and you are trying to control what God has not confirmed for you. And this is where the anxiety comes from. And some of you are such powerful dreamers, okay? I say that very loosely, that you are having dreams about men that are not supposed to be with you in any capacity. Like, you are completely romanticizing dynamics when you're saying that, oh, I know this is my husband. I know this is my husband. And everyone else can see that that's not, but you. Okay. So the anxiety is going to come from that, because you're out of alignment. You are constantly living in anxiety. You don't know any better because you're used to being in a heightened state. And this is why the Bible reminds us in Matthew 6:33 to seek God first, not the validation, not the attention, not the relationship. But, you know, because what is meant for you truly will not require you to beg, chase, or even convince. All right. So I want to leave you with this. The right man will not require you to abandon yourself to be chosen, okay? The right man will not require you to abandon yourself to be chosen. So if you've been chasing, I don't want you to feel ashamed by that. This is your moment to evolve. This is a Claritin call. Because the moment that you stop chasing is the moment that you start attracting. So with that being said, if this episode has resonated with you, I want you to share it with a friend. I want you to post it on your story, what your favorite part was. And I want you to tag me so I could see it. And I want you to comment under today's post. I am no longer chasing. I am choosing. And let the church say amen. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.